So we did a meeting at AACR this year where we had a breast cancer person, an ovarian cancer person, a prostate cancer person, and a pancreatic person. And guess what they were all talking about? PARP inhibitors. And then when you start asking them, like, which somatic mutation, you know, so it is certainly an evolving area that is affecting a lot of different cancers. But in any event, this lady sounds like didn't have anything in that direction, but she did have a number of assays done that were interesting. So first, Mayo Clinic PD-L1 SP142 testing, 3% positive, IHC. Foundation Medicine testing, T53 splice site, low TMB, MS stable. So how do you incorporate these pieces of data into thinking through her options?
You know, it's interesting. Although there are reports of patients having a MS unstable and higher tumor mutational burden, you know, it's extremely uncommon in breast cancer. And studies looking at patients who have intermediate or high tumor mutational burden really need to have multiple centers because it is so uncommon. There is some data suggesting it might be more common than we thought, but I just don't see it in my patients, really, maybe one ever. P53 is a common mutation that's seen loss of the tumor suppressor gene. We can't target it, and it's associated with more resistant and aggressive cancers. And we see it in all different types, but in triple negative disease, it's not uncommon.